Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Claire, where are you calling us from?
Hey guys, I'm calling from Avalon.
Okay, if you don't mind, let's get right into why you're calling us this morning.
All right, well, I'm just calling because I met this guy. His name is Brett, and I met him in a community page on Facebook, and it led up to a date, but after the date, I have not heard from him at all.
And when you say, community page, what do you mean? Like, a garage sale page, or?
No, it's just, one of those pages on Facebook, raves, rants, and reviews, stuff like that.
Okay.
Different things. Okay. Yeah. During the date and after the date, I was in this kind of, cheesy high where I was like, yep, this is it. This is the guy for me,
Wow.
Well, let's see if we can't get you that high back, all right? We're going to try to call him and see if we can get you two talking, okay?
Okay.
Have you guys talked anymore? Have you seen him, in this community page anymore?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Brett, please.
Can I ask who's calling?
Sure. Brett, this is Obie. That's Ashley.
Hey, Brett.
We do a morning radio show for the big station here in town, K92.3, on the radio.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so are you familiar with us?
I am. What, did I win some concert tickets or what?
Oh, I love this.
No, but we do have an opportunity for you to go on a dinner date with somebody. And the good news is you already went on a dinner date with this girl. You familiar with Claire?
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
No.
So you do know Claire.
Yes, I know Claire.
Yeah, what happened that you guys aren't talking, though? We're trying to set you guys up on another date.
I mean, I really don't want to go on another date, so this is on the radio, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, but it's all for the better, right? We're trying to get you guys back.
We knew each other from Facebook, and after the date, this is what she did to me. She took a picture. I did not realize. I had no idea when she took this picture. Posted it on her page, basically asking for her friends to rate me. Like, hey, just went out with this guy. Should I go out with him again? Yeah. And I was like, you have to be kidding. It seemed so high school. It just seemed like the most immature thing.
Okay, well, wait. I think we're missing the biggest thing here, which is, how did you get rated?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if I'm telling you the truth, most of her friends didn't have the nicest things to say. A couple of them were like, yeah, he's cute or seems nice or whatever. But most of them were like, he's probably a loser. Look at him. Move on.
Wow.
So I just thought, that was just way too, that was a red flag for me. You know what I'm saying,
guys? What was it,
though?
What was it a picture of? Was it close enough where people could, see you?
It was from across the table. I mean, we were sitting having dinner, and at some point when I wasn't paying attention, I probably thought she was texting or something.
Okay, so wait a minute. So some of her friends liked you, and who cares what the friends think about? What if we get you guys on another date?
I mean, it wasn't that. It was the fact that she did it. She didn't ask. She must have forgot that we were actually Facebook friends because I could see it. It wasn't like it was hidden, it was right there.
Well, and the principal, though, yeah. I see what you're saying, though, the principal that she would even do that, because that kind of, character-wise, having people rate you is, a little, I would definitely want to talk to her. Which, is that okay? Because we got her on the line, Brett. Claire is on the line.
Of course she is.
Claire?
Hi.
Busted.
Claire, so what's up? This is a great opportunity for the both of you to talk now.
I really can't believe you did this. On the radio, really?
Wow.
You hadn't returned my calls. You could have told me that you saw that and it made you uncomfortable. It was just something that I did. It was silly. My friends and I have done it before, and I do apologize for posting your picture on there.
Wow. Hey, that sounds sincere.
I mean, it really does.
Do you see where I'm coming from, though? I thought, well, if I respond to you, you're just going to put that on Facebook, too. So I just thought, you know what, red flag, I'm getting out of there. I mean, I had a good time with you, Claire, but I wasn't about to get into, like, my life and everything being on Facebook for everybody to see.
Yeah, Brett, you probably should have commented on the photo.
I was upset because it was done without asking me. And sure. It just seemed like, well, if you need your friends to decide if we go out again, you got to make your own grown-up decisions. I just didn't want any part of it.
I mean, that is deep.
Yeah,
that is deep, Claire.
Make a good point.
No, I know. I feel very silly. I feel very ashamed, but it was honestly not going to make up my decision, you know?
Okay, but she apologized.
Exactly.
And Brett, she gave us a pretty good, sincere apology. Let's get you guys on another date. Come on. Let's sweep all this behind us.
You know, if you're going to do that again, at least give me a filter. Make me look good, you know?
Oh, my God.
Hey, he's got a sense of humor about it, though. Yeah, and she's calling now because she's that interested. So, good. Good, guys. We're going to make this work again, okay?
Okay.
All right,
great.
I'm game for it. Let's do it.
All right.
Home of Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.